picks against the spread. First of all, how did we do last week, Abe?
Personified of class.
Class personified.
Let's see. Three of us went 3-1. That'd be Andy, Rain, and Abe. Bo came in at 1-3. Tough week for Bo. Randy leads the way at 9-7. I am 8-8. Bo is 7-9. And Andy is 5-11.
Damn.
All right, where we at? This week. Give me, I don't understand this line, but give me BYU plus 3 versus Baylor.
Huh.
I love Iowa State because of Rocco, but I'm going to go 18.5 with the Houston, plus 18.5 with Houston. Give me Houston minus 6 versus Jacksonville, and Washington plus 3 versus Arizona.
I'm taking Utah minus 9.5 against Arizona. Arkansas plus 6.5 at Texas A&M. They might lose, but they're going to make it close. They put up a lot of yards and a lot of points. Cincinnati Bengals minus 4.5 at the Panthers. That was a 1 week thing for the Panthers. And the Texans minus 6 against the Jags. I think the Jags might just be bad.
They might be.
They might just be like genuinely bad. And the Texans are going to be mad because they got blown out last week.
First time winners of the Commissioner's Cup will be my Georgia State Panthers as they will reign supreme.
What is that?
Over Georgia Southern. It's just the cup that they're going to play for now.
Okay.
What's it called?
The Commissioner's Cup.
Nice.
Yeah. So there you go. Georgia State minus 3 versus Georgia Southern. Give me Ole Miss, who's been just dragging folks. Ole Miss giving up 16 versus Kentucky. Give me Vikings plus 3 at the Packers. I don't think Jordan Love plays, and if he does, it's going to be hobbly. Mm-hmm. And then give me the Texans minus 6 versus the Jags.
Mm-hmm.
I think Penn State is going to win, but not by 18. So I'll take Illinois
like
plus 18.
Dang, is that how big that line is?
I like that one.
Yeah, I just
I like that one.
Wow.
I actually was going to take Liberty 3.5 against App State. That game got canceled, so I got to scramble here. I'm going to join Bo with Ole Miss in this one. So I'm going to take Ole Miss minus 16 against Kentucky. Give me the Steelers minus 1.5 against the Colts. Quarterback issues there, reign supreme. And I'm going to flip on Randy. I think maybe a slight fall back to earth after a wild performance on Monday night for Jaden Daniels. I'll take the Cardinals minus 3.5 against the Commanders.
All right, those are the picks. Let's play Sports Jeopardy.
We doing the standoff thing?
He said he always loses when he says his name.
Doing a standoff here?
So I was going to let him say his name first. All right, Andy.
Randy.
All right.
That's what he said he always loses when he says his name first.
Didn't he say his name first last week and win?
I think I won last week.
I think he won last week.
No, you won one of the last two
weeks. I won
the
previous week.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, question number one before this mic falls apart. When Alabama and Georgia first met in 1895, the game was held in which West Georgia city? Located essentially on the state line. Randy.
Carrollton?
That is incorrect.
Good guess. Rome?
That is also
incorrect. Was it Villarica?
Columbus.
Columbus! That is right on the state line.
Oh, that is right on there.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry about that, Mo. Sorry about that.
I thought you said West.
West Georgia.
West Georgia.
That's West.
Which state line are you thinking of?
I look at Columbus further. I look south.
It is south.
Yeah, I look south.
South and west.
But I look west, I'm thinking Carrollton, Villarica, that place.
Western
and it's close to Alabama,
western border of Georgia. I don't know. What was the final score of the national championship win over Alabama?
Andy.
33-18. That is correct. Yep. 33-18 was the score, first title since 1980. What are the three SEC stadiums that can seat more than the 101,000? Randy.
That can seat more?
Yeah.
Than 100,000. A&M?
That's correct, Kyle Field.
You said more than 100. Tennessee?
That's also correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, those are two. And then, Texas?
That is incorrect.
Oh, that's a good guess. Okay, so A&M, Tennessee, and is it LSU?
That is correct, Tiger Stadium.
That's just 100. Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How big is Florida?
97.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
In 2005, after Hurricane Katrina, where did the Falcons beat the Saints 34? Randy.
They beat them in LSU.
That is incorrect.
I don't know
I played them They didn't play them at LSU Stadium? Damn.
No.
We played them there.
All right. Can you read it? Read the whole thing.
Yeah. In 2005, after Hurricane Katrina, where did the Falcons beat the Saints 34-31 in a New Orleans, quote, home game?
We played them there.
Oklahoma City.
Was it Memphis?
That's also incorrect. Also incorrect. San Antonio.
Oh, San Antonio.
Man, we played the damn Saints and beat the Saints there.
They played. They were gone they for must more have played than a bunch one of season. So.
I know the Pelicans played in the Oklahoma City, so I thought maybe the – or they were the Hornets at the time, but I thought maybe they did.
San Antonio. Andy holding on to a 2-0 lead. What was the most recent decade in which the Falcons won more games heads up than the Saints?
Andy.
Andy.
The 80s.
That is incorrect.
Randy.
Randy.
The 2000s.
That is also incorrect. The 1990s.
Damn it, I was going to say that.
They had a 14-7 Falcons edge. Which Saints quarterback beat the Falcons twice in a three-game span?
Randy. Taysom Hill.
That is correct.
I remember that. That was like two years ago.
Very good.
What a joke.
Yeah.
Derrick Rose, who recently announced his retirement, played for six.
Andy.
Andy.
Dang it. Memphis.
That's one.
Oh. Chicago.
That's two.
Minnesota.
Three.
New York.
That be more specific.
The Knicks.
Okay. Yeah, that's good enough. I was going to ask for four of the six. You went four straight. The other two were the Cavs and the Pistons.
Pistons? Did not recall. I thought you were going to ask what college he went to. So luckily he played at Memphis and also played for the Grizzlies.
That was the last stop. Last stop was the Memphis.
You'd have been a real trouble if you said Memphis and I said,
was it
and you
Memphis
have three
or
more.
Memphis State?
It was Memphis at the time. When did they change
when
that?
When did they change
Because like Penny Hardaway played at Memphis State, but it's the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Andy's trying to
now he coaches at Memphis.
We're not going to let it happen.
Okay. Sorry.
You got to get these next two, Randy. Which current Atlanta Hawks played his college ball at Wyoming? Is a second-generation NBAer.
Andy.
Andy.
Larry Nance Jr.
And is set to earn over $11 million this season.
That's what he's getting?
Yeah,
good
man.
Good for him, man.
I know, right?
Good for him.
Final question, just for fun to round it out here. Which active Major League Baseball player has the most career All-Star appearances?
Wow.
I have no clue.
Bo knows.
Randy.
Randy.
Max Scherzer.
Incorrect.
Good guess, though. Is it Clayton Kershaw?
Also incorrect.
Verlander.
No.
Let's keep throwing him out there. Bo, you know?
I was going to guess Chris Sale.
No.
Oh, it's like this.
We're the old guys. We're doing good on old guys. Might not be a pitcher.
That could be it. Aaron Judge.
No. He didn't really get going.
Freddie Freeman.
Nope, also wrong.
I don't know. Who is it?
Who the hell is it? Yelich.
No.
Max Muncy.
Come on. That's not a real guess. All right, we got to get out of here. Mike Trout with 11.